Hello there and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower, but really it can be listened to anywhere at all.
The whole point of this podcast is that we're curious and we know you are too. We look at the mysteries of the world, those giant questions that have always lurked in the back of your head. We do our best to debunk them in the time it takes for you to have a shower.
Listeners send in questions they've always wondered the answer to. And yes, we do our best to debunk them. Thus far, we've answered questions like,
why do most black cats have a little white spot?
Why do we fall in love?
Who are better drivers, men or women?
How can we bring the most happiness to the people around us?
And loads more.
I suppose you could say,
we expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And this week is no different.
Not even a little bit. This week's question is pretty intense.
It's a bit gross.
I was researching it and it literally ends up being a bit James Bondy. Seriously, like crazy. This question comes all the way from a good friend of mine. His name is Lauren Gannon. And he asks, can humans breed with animals? Today's question comes from Lauren Gannon, who's asked us, fairly interestingly, can humans breed with animals?
I'm going to assume you mean reproduce with animals and not, you know,
bah. Like, are we talking full New Zealand here? Actually, listen, before we kick this off, do you reckon anyone has ever actually shagged a sheep?
Oh my God, it's so gross to even think about it. I'm so worried about what's going to come out in this episode, but definitely 1,000,000% yes. And other things too, as sick as it is. I remember I saw a documentary in Vice about lads in South America who all shagged donkeys as well. Like as a rite of passage. It was gross. Yeah.
They do what?
There's actually a Vice documentary. I must show it to you.
All right, listen. We're going to pause the recording and watch this documentary and come right back to you. Well, we're back after having spent the last 20 minutes watching a Vice documentary, as promised, about a group of boys in Colombia who stick it into donkeys.
Oh, Marcus!
So I guess that answers one meaning of the question, can humans breed with animals?
And I'm pretty certain Marcus has been placed on the watch list after Googling teenage boy donkey sex Vice.
Oh, Jesus. I never actually thought of that. Okay, is it too late to delete my history? Listen, the CIA, FBI, whoever, if you're listening to this, thank you, first of all. But for a second, it's like it was all for podcast banter purposes. Anyway, right, onwards with this.
Okay, so I think, as I said earlier, what Lauren was really asking is why can't animals reproduce with humans?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I looked into that because I didn't just want to do an episode all about sheep shagging. And I'm glad I did because it's actually pretty cool.
Am I right in saying that there are a good few interspecies hybrids out there already? Like friends of mine growing up had a mule. That's a cross between a donkey and a horse. And there's your dad actually recently was telling us about hybrids between goats and sheep down
he
in Mayo.
He was actually, yeah. There was a pair of geeps.
Yes, geeps.
Born,
yeah.
And they're called this and that. And apparently it's miraculous because they're very rarely born, let alone healthy. But actually, so like, that's basically how they, yeah, there's loads of interspecies hybrids, and that's kind of how they name them. Do you know what a liger is?
I'm guessing a tiger and a lion.
Yep, the lion and a tiger. So it's a cross between a male lion and a female tiger, and they're actually the biggest cat in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, seriously, I looked them up on YouTube, and there's a place in Miami that has a liger in captivity.
Oh, wow.
And it is enormous. Okay, next one, what about a beefalo?
I want to say a cross between buffalo mozzarella and a bee, but I don't think so. A buffalo and a cow, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's buffalo and a cow.
Beefalo. Also, is it someone's job to come up with these wacky sci-fi names for these poor creatures? Like, I remember once I made a mixture between a cookie and a brownie, and honestly, it kept me awake at night whether to call it a brookie or a crony.
Crony, definitely.
No, Brookie.
Crony.
That's a rookie mistake.
It's a Brookie mistake. All right, last one. The mighty Donkra.
Donkra. Okay, right. It's definitely donkey and something else.
Yeah, it's half donkey and half zebra. Well, first of all, Donkra is the best name. So, like, point is, there's tons of interspecies hybrids. Like, it can happen. This can be our starting point.
Yeah, and like, as much as humans love seeing themselves as superior and above all animals, we're not really. And I guess looking at all the existing animals listed above, are there many reasons why we can't reproduce with apes, make a human Z or a hape?
A hape? I was in a hape this morning, I'll tell you that much. Here's the thing, it's been done. Or at least it's been attempted.
What?
Yeah, so there's been attempts at crossbreeding humans and chimps before. Sick. All in the name of science. Although I think, you know what, we have to say this as a public platform. It has to be said that attempting to create a new species, which would no doubt be absolutely riddled with every conceivable genetic illness imaginable, and probably a few that we can't imagine, that would live in considerable pain while it's scientifically examined, is pretty grim and all around like a fairly terrible idea.
Yeah, that's definitely not cool and definitely the work of an evil scientist. Who would think to do that?
You know what? It's like, this is the thing that, like, this. When I say there have been attempts made to interbreed, I don't mean that, you know, some lad was locked into the zoo and just feeling a bit randy in the ape enclosure. This actually was the work of an evil scientist.
Okay, well, so an evil scientist came about and was...
No, this literally, as much as it sounds like you hear it and you're like, God, that's proper evil scientist stuff. This guy was actually a bit of an evil scientist. So in 1926 in Soviet Russia, there was a Russian biologist called Ilya Ivanov.
Okay.
He was a leading pioneer in the field of artificial insemination, and he set off on a mission to create a half-man, half-ape hybrid.
Jesus Christ. And like, 1926 is not that crazy long ago.
Nope. So apparently he did it as well with financial backing from the Bolshevik government.
What would be the benefit here? Like, were they just trying to create a superhuman kind of thing?
So, I mean, I'll get to that later. But listen, just long story short, he implanted his own sperm into a number of primates, including chimpanzees and orangutans. Thankfully, never resulting in a pregnancy. My God.
That is absolutely gross.
Mm-hmm.
So these are obviously chimpanzees and orangutans in enclosures.
Yeah, so he went off to French Guiana, where the Pasteur Institute had a new primate testing facility. And he conducted his research there in the 1920s.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there are a lot of scientific reasons why, you know, it's difficult to impregnate one with the other, but AI could actually do it.
It could actually do it.
But yeah, it's like, there's actually more.
Okay,
so
go on.
It wasn't just him attempting to impregnate chimpanzees and orangutans. He was also...
Oh God, no.
He attempted to impregnate human volunteers with ape semen. The volunteers were told that they were part of a genetic experiment.
Oh, but again, my God.
Thankfully, this didn't result in any pregnancies. Eventually, all his primate subjects died, probably due to being grossly mistreated.
Jesus Christ.
And then, basically, when he came back to... And the thing is, in 1926, this grabbed every scientific headline in the world because, like, he had started making hybrid animals and this became a massive thing. And
As sick as it is, like, you can understand why there was an interest there. Do you know what I mean?
You can understand why there was an interest there, but, like... Wait until you hear some of the speculative reasons.
Okay.
So I was like, when he came back without any results, there was a massive backlash against him, and he was actually exiled into Kazakhstan.
Okay.
Where he died like a year later, but his legacy kind of lived on a little bit. Like, it's a fairly bonkers story, and the genuine rumor is that he was sent off on the premise of improving Russian bloodstock.
What?
So basically to be like, no, not like bloodlines, not like people.
Okay.
To improve cows and stuff. But
Hang on. So when he was originally sent off, it was nothing to do with crossbreeding between humans and apes. It was actually hybrids for cows and stuff.
No, that was the official tagline.
Okay.
But there's a very strong rumor that has it that Stalin wanted to create an army of super strong ape warriors.
Holy shit.
Absolutely, yeah. Thankfully, nobody's attempted to crossbreed the two species since. So this episode is kind of ending somewhat open-ended. We're not saying humans and animals, especially like closely related animals like chimps or orangutans, can't interbreed. We're just thankful that they haven't.
But you know, is there any? Is there like? Is there did anything come out of it of why they can't interbreed? Why did his experiments not work?
Well, they thought that it might have something to do with the number of chromosomes. But then they found humans that actually only have 22 instead of 24 chromosomes and are still fully fertile and normal. And they're like, for example, the genetic difference between a human and a chimpanzee is about the same as a horse and a zebra.
And
horses and zebras can reproduce no problem. It's called zebroids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why? Do we know why?
Probably conditions. Probably, I mean, like, this was the 1920s. There wasn't a huge amount of understanding into fertility.
Yeah.
So, listen, it could happen, but it's probably for the best that it hasn't.
So, like, hypothetically, if, like, I know it's absolutely fucked and, like, it shouldn't happen, but hypothetically, if that experiment was carried out today with modern science, fertility science and reproductive science,
mm-hmm.
could it be successful?
It could be.
Really?
It could be, yeah. Especially with all the technology and biological advancements we have now.
I wonder if, like, that will ever happen.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's so nuts. But obviously humans could interbreed. If hypothetically down the line they were going to interbreed with the species,
yeah,
it would be orangutans or chimpanzees. But they could never reproduce with, like, a horse or something because there's too many different chromosomes.
No, you're not going to get, like, a centaur.
Yeah. No, but, like, but why not? Why not?
Oh, well, in that case, like, you're dealing with two species that are massively different. And literally, when a human sperm goes into a human body and there's an egg ready to be inseminated.
Yeah.
The egg is sending out signals telling the sperm where to go, almost like a magnet to a piece of metal. But if sperm is just dumped into, you know, a horse egg, or into a horse, then, like, there's nowhere to go. And then if it's AI, there are so many different basically protein barriers around the egg that you need the correct protein key, which is generally in,
right. Okay.
So it's just when two species are vastly apart.
There's no way that the sperm would be attracted to the egg, but if it's
there's just no way that they're compatible.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just when you have a similar chromosome balance and everything else. It's it could happen.
So hypothetically. We're not any scientists here, and thus far, research hasn't been successful, but there's nothing to say that...
We could have a big, big monkey man.
Holy fucking shit, that was an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah.
From, like, the Colombian man passionately making love to a donkey, which I'm not even going to try to understand.
You know what, like, we don't recommend that you watch it, but, like...
Don't watch it. Absolutely don't. If you're listening to this, do not under any circumstances watch it. I can't get those images out of my eyes now. Do not watch it. But all the way from that to the Russian scientist being the biggest weirdest on the planet. And then Stalin looking to make...
Like Planet of the Apes. Yeah. Yeah.
That is so insane.
Mm-hmm.
But they could breed, hypothetically down the line.
Because
there
could
are
breed.
Other hybrids.
Well, also, just before I go into the fun fact, here is a fact. Obviously, humans and chimpanzees... have a common ancestor. So when the species split and one was the chimpanzee and one was the humanoid or the Homo erectus, the two branches of that tree, apparently after that split, the humans and the chimpanzees still interbred for about 1.5 million years.
So, and do we know what that hybrid is? Could be anything.
Oh, there's not necessarily a hybrid. It's like just evolution happened in two different directions.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a fucked one because the only real way that you could find out if it's true is by conducting an experiment
which is completely, completely immoral.
Yeah.
And fucked in
yeah,
every way.
You couldn't.
Yeah, right. Obviously. Listen, this has been
This has been such
a waffly episode. Like, if you're listening to this on your commute on Monday morning, sitting on public transport, maybe you're in a country where there's, like, monkeys near your bus or anything like that, and you know what? Just don't do it.
Marcus, what do you think is wrong with our listeners? Okay, please tell me we've got some good, nice, light, funny facts to end this
episode. I've got one fact. So basically, you know how we were talking about crazy animal names and cross species fertilization?
And crossbreeding between cookies and brownies.
Yeah, crownies. I let us know. Are you team crony?
Or team brookie?
Brookie.
Brookie!
Crony.
No.
No, listen. So basically, when two species interbreed, the name comes from putting the father species first and the mother second, right?
Okay.
So, for example, if it was a chimp father, that comes out as a chuman.
Okay.
But if it's the other way around, it becomes like a humanzee. But then when I was investigating this, there was another official name, which I'm absolutely obsessed with.
Okay, what is it?
Manpansy.
I am so baffled, disturbed, and everything in between about that episode.
Yeah, there's definitely like, it's one of those that you kind of want to leave behind you a little bit.
Yeah, well, now we can tick that one off the list.
Yeah, there you go. I hope that's an answer to your question, Lauren. Russian scientists are creepy men, and you probably didn't think this was a rabbit hole that you were going to open. But you know what? You're going to have to just stay away from rabbit holes for now.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. There's a whole bank of other episodes. I think there's 35 plus episodes online on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, answering the most mysterious questions in the world. And if you listen, you will become a more interesting dinner party guest.
Honestly, a more interesting person. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is sexy. You want to be sexy, don't you?
Learn amazing quirky facts in short, bite-sized chunks.
Just imagine how good the chimpanzee you'll meet will be if you're that sexy.
Oh God, Marcus. If you enjoy In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, can we please, please ask that you share it to one or two friends or family members if you think it's something that they may enjoy. Podcasts grow organically, so it's all word of mouth, and we would really, really appreciate your support in that one.
If you have a question, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. It's pretty easy to get in touch with us. You can get us on Facebook. All you have to do is search for In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. Or if you want to get us on Twitter, it's at In the Shower Pod.
If you want to send a mystery question in to us via email, we're InTheShowerPodcast@gmail.com. There is no question too big, too small, or too silly, so please send it in.
If you want to just say hello or give us some feedback or send us a picture of your dog or family or anything like that and go, this is us enjoying this, then please do. We'd absolutely love that. That'd be sweet.
A few thank yous to close off the episode.
Thank you to Alan and Paddy at the Headstuff Podcast Network. Thank you so much for doing what you do, guys, and hosting us on your wonderful, wonderful network.
Next up, thanks to Flo Robinson for doing our amazing cover art. We love you, Flo.
Thank you to Dave Gertzman, you musical genius man, for creating our theme song.
That goes something alike.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bum chicka bum da bum ba da bum da da bum
chicka bum ba bum ba bum. Next week's question.
Next week's question comes from Lynette W. Lynette W. asks, "What are pins and needles?"
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.